This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, July 22nd, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The International Society for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law reports that Muslim jihadists in Nigeria killed nearly 3,500 Christians during just the first half of this year. It's the same number of Christian deaths that Open Doors reported in Nigeria during the entire year of 2020. 3,000 Christians have also been abducted in the West African nation this year, and one out of 10 Christians in captivity most likely died, according to the report. In addition, Muslim jihadists destroyed about 300 churches this year and abducted or killed 10 Christian pastors. On Monday, England lifted nearly all COVID-19 restrictions. Many dubbed it Freedom Day. New daily coronavirus cases have been rising rapidly this month in the UK. However, new daily deaths remain very low. Blackpool Council in Lancashire, England, must pay a court settlement of nearly $150,000 to the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association for canceling their advertisements. The association ran ads on buses for the 2018 Lancashire Festival of Hope, where evangelist Franklin Graham spoke. Graham ran a simple ad that read, quote, "Time for Hope," end quote. The council banned the ads, however, because of Graham's biblical convictions on the definition of marriage. The evangelist responded to the settlement saying, quote, "This is an important moment for religious freedom in the UK. We're grateful to God for the final outcome of this case and for what it will mean for churches and Christians across the UK in the years ahead," end quote. Psalm 57, verse 6 says, "They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen." Democrats hold narrow majorities in the U.S. House and Senate. The Republicans are gearing up for the 2022 midterm elections. The battleground states include Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, and Nevada. Republicans are specifically targeting 57 vulnerable Democrat-held seats. They need to win one Senate seat and 5 House seats to take back control of Congress. Speaking to CBN News, RNC spokesman Paris Dennard called on Republicans to hold Democrats accountable and avoid party infighting.
We have to be focused on making sure that the Democrats are held accountable. Republicans need not to have this party infighting and this palace intrigue that the media just feeds off of. It does us no good.
Last week, the California 3rd District Court of Appeals struck down a state provision requiring nursing home staff to call people by their invented pronouns. The court ruled the so-called LHBTQ Senior Bill of Rights violated people's First Amendment rights to not convey messages they disagree with. Democrat New Mexico State Senator Joe Cervantes got the boot from his Roman Catholic diocese last week for sponsoring a pro-abortion bill earlier this year. Bishop Peter Baldacchino denied Cervantes communion after warning him about his support for the murder of unborn babies. Cervantes sponsored a bill to keep abortion legal even if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. Yesterday, the Centers for Disease Control reported that U.S. life expectancy fell by 18 months in 2020 to 77 years of age. It's the largest decline in life expectancy since World War II, when it dropped 2.9 years. The COVID-19 pandemic and increases in drug overdoses and homicides contributed to the drop in life expectancy. Psalm 90, verses 10 and 12 says, "The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, so teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And finally, a new Gallup poll found Americans' confidence in major institutions is back down again after rising last year during the COVID-19 pandemic. Currently, an average 33% of U.S. adults express high levels of confidence in 14 U.S. institutions. The institutions that lost the most confidence were government schools and the medical system. Amazingly, despite the left's shrill rhetoric demonizing the police, the only institution to make gains in confidence was the police. Confidence in organized religion is at 37%, down from 42% in 2020, but up from 36% in 2019. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, July 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.